Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha, Lumen Christi missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Today I would like to discuss just a beautiful experience I had with the Lord's grace this last week. So this last week, my brother and his fiance, now wife, got married. And many people who are listening might know who they are, but they have had a beautiful journey with the Lord in the last few years, and they both are young Catholics who are living on fire for the Lord and have lived out in mission and lived lives of prayer and have been doing their best to prepare for the beautiful sacrament that they've just entered into. But also something that the Lord kind of placed them through is that a couple months ago, my brother Evan went through some struggles. And these struggles kind of resulted in Jess and Evan's wedding being delayed, and they had to push back their big giant wedding with all these friends and families that was going to be in August. And they had a location, they had all these things, and about a month before the wedding got postponed to an unknown time. At the time, there was this great trust that was laid in God's hands of they knew that they wanted to be married and they knew that God was calling them to, but that it wasn't quite yet the time. And of course, these kind of struggles led to, you know, moments of despairing and lots of struggle and agony and just a great weight for them, for our families. And in this time, it was such a great struggle. But through all of this, they sought out Christ in one another and in spiritual direction, in speaking to their priests, in speaking to friends of faith, and having individuals pray with them, in asking others to reach out and to pray for them, to fast for them. I just watched this whole community of people come together in love and in this beautiful way. And although that sounds really pretty, through the fact of it, it was hard and still is hard in many ways. But it was this great cross. And as God revealed this cross, he revealed to them when they would be called to be married. And they chose a date to be married. And they just had a small wedding that was just immediate family, the bridal party, and, you know, the priests, one grandma, and set of aunt and uncles and a few friends who sang at the wedding. And this is the extent of the wedding. It was very, very small. And I was blessed to be a part of the wedding party. And I also got to read at the mass. And I was just so struck as we were preparing for, you know, we're at the rehearsal beforehand, the day before, and we spent an hour in adoration together and everyone had the ability to go to confession. And I was just so struck by almost everyone who was there praying for Jess and Evan. Everyone who was there was aware of the importance of the sacrament that was about to take place. And we had all walked with them and knew their lives so well. And as the next morning arrived, there was just, I remember waking up so early to get ready for this wedding, you know. We look very beautiful getting all dressed up and getting our hair done and our makeup done. And I probably wore more makeup than I have worn in some time, probably since like prom in high school. And as all the women were running around and we were getting ready in the morning and having breakfast and doing each other's hair and makeup and laughing and listening to music, it was just, there was such a beautiful joy in the air because we were all making ourselves beautiful to celebrate something before Christ. You know, it wasn't about necessarily the pictures or about, you know, a bunch of seeing or people seeing us at this wedding, because for the most part, not very many people were going to see all of these women dolled up. But we were like preparing for something much deeper. We were preparing for this beautiful union of two people before God. And as the wedding ceremony began, I just was struck, there was so much joy in the room. And it wasn't about, you know, if you could see, or, you know, people filing in or worrying about a party later. It was just about this sacrament that they were entering into. And there was something tangibly different about this wedding than any wedding I had ever been to before. And of course, like other weddings I have been to, you know, I maybe don't know the couple as well. You know, these are two people I love very much and have been a part of their lives and walked with them. But I was just so affected by the way that it lifted my heart. And made me just recognize how our lives are built completely for Christ. And everything about the steps up to their wedding were not necessarily orderly, or in the eyes of the world, they were frustrating. So many moments where you'd say, like, this isn't worth it. You just give up. My other brother gave a beautiful speech at their at the little reception dinner we all did together. And he talked about how when you look at the Eucharist, it doesn't look like the body and blood of Christ. It looks like bread and wine. And when you'd look at Jess and Evan, they might just look like two people who have been through so much and are just holding on, and they're trying, and they're broken people, and there's no point to what they're entering into. But when we look deeper than that, and we look to the love that's taking place and what's been given, and the knowledge that we know is that there are two people giving themselves completely in love and sacrifice for one another. And they've already carried such a heavy cross together, and they're going to continue to move forth with that cross. And like, that is the love. It's deeper than that, right? It's to know the Eucharist truly, to know Christ present truly. It's a cross to like abandon ourselves and our own understandings and to have faith. And I challenge you today to consider this cross that it is to love God. I become more and more aware of what it is to just be held by Him and to just let my expectations and my worries die away and just to be with Him. And that is what I saw so beautifully in my brother and his wife. And I look forward to seeing all of the graces that are born from that. And I've already seen the graces shine into my life and the lives of those around me. Let us pray. Lord, give us the grace to receive a cross from You, that this is the most intimate love that we could have. Make us completely Yours. Let us die of ourselves and be completely made to You, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.co. At Sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out Sushipe.co and get involved today.